From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For a fleeting moment today, it looked as if 7 straight days of Wall Street losses might be at an end. It wasn't to be. A late afternoon rally fell short. The Dow and the S&P finished down yet again. The Nasdaq composite was the one lone bright spot. It was up 4 points.
Over the last 8 days, the stock market has lost more than a fifth of its value. The downturn has come as finance ministers from around the world are in Washington. They're looking for new ways to address the crisis in the financial markets. Joining us are NPR's Jim Zarroli and Adam Davidson. Both have been covering this story for weeks now. And Jim, let's talk with you first about what happened in the stock market today. As we mentioned, the Dow closed down. It ended about 128 points down, but it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it was really an extraordinary day. This morning, almost as soon as the market opened, the Dow fell, I think it was 621 points. It's just a breathtaking drop. It very quickly came back again and was in positive territory. Then it fell, and it was way down for much of the day until the last half hour or so, and then it got really crazy. Mm-hmm. It was up 200 points. It was down. It traded in a range throughout the day of almost 1,000 points, which is really incredible.
Just extreme volatility. And no sign, Jim, at this point, that stocks have reached a bottom.
Yeah, well, everyone is sure waiting for a bottom. I think they know it has to come. You know, this morning at one point when the Dow was coming back into positive territory after it had lost so much, the traders on the floor were actually watching it, and they applauded when it went into positive territory. You kind of get the sense that they're poised for a turnaround, and they thought this was it, only, of course, it wasn't. I think people are watching for signs of a turnaround. One question is the fate of Morgan Stanley. There have been questions about a financing deal with a Japanese bank. But I think the big question right now is just what kind of action we're going to get from the government. The finance ministers from some of the biggest countries are meeting in Washington to discuss the crisis, all kinds of rumors about what they might or might do and, you know, whether it's going to make any difference, really.
Jim, stick around. We're going to talk to Adam Davidson for a bit here about the credit market. And Adam, that's where a lot of people think, as bad as things are on the stock market, the real fundamental problem is with the credit market. Why don't you tell us first why this market is so important?
Well, the credit market normally wouldn't be nearly as important as the stock market. It's just we're in a credit crisis. I mean, this is the basic plumbing that is supposed to just keep the entire global economy liquid, keep it pumping with money. This is how the part of the credit market we're talking about is how banks lend money to each other, how big giant corporations borrow money just to meet their payroll needs and expand and do all sorts of things like that. Normally, this is the boring, simple, always working system, except it is not boring and it is not working right now. And that is where most eyes are among finance professionals right now. The stock market is probably, if anything, lagging behind. They're looking at the credit markets, and that's why you see the sell-offs and the erratic behavior.
Well, to extend the plumbing metaphor just a bit, Adam, the Drano, all of this government intervention that's been tried, has any of it helped?
No. It really hasn't. And that's what's so disturbing to a lot of people. I've spent a lot of time this week talking to and visiting these interbank dealers. I mean, these are people who, you know, probably NPR had no need to talk to for most of the existence of the network. These are the guys who simply arrange deals where one bank will lend another bank $1 billion for a few weeks, and then another bank will lend another bank $1 billion. It's very routine, boring stuff. They are seeing nothing working whatsoever. When the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department announced all of their plans to fix this problem, shoring up money market funds, absolutely no impact, did nothing. The $700 billion bailout that was supposed to help, did nothing, no movement whatsoever. This week, the Fed said, forget all that. We're actually going to intervene directly and lend money to corporations. We're going to enter the credit markets ourselves for the first time. That did nothing. We just talked to some credit market guys just now. Nothing has moved. It's as dead as it's ever been.
Let's go back to Jim Zarroli. Jim, last month, the Securities and Exchange Commission banned short selling of just about all financial stocks, and that ban expired this week. Are people blaming the expiration of that ban at all for the volatility that we saw this week?
Well, I think people don't know what to make of that. Short selling, as you may know, is a way of betting against stocks, and it is very widely used by institutional investors and in particular hedge funds. A lot of companies who become the target of short sellers hate short sellers. They think, you know, they drive down prices. They make the market more volatile. The SEC decided to ban short selling, as you said. Now, the ban was lifted this week, and a lot of those stocks have fallen since then. But the thing is, you know, they were falling anyway, so who knows? As an aside, you know, a form of the ban might come back. Apparently, the stock exchanges are now proposing a rule in which, you know, if a stock falls 20% in a day, you can't short it for 3 days.
The people who are pulling money out of the stock market, and there are many of them, where is that money going, Jim? Is it going into cash, under the mattress? Where?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, you know, everybody talks about the stock market. We do it because people know what the stock market is. They know what the New York Stock Exchange floor looks like. They know something about the Dow. But really, every kind of asset class right now is down. Bonds, commodities, oil futures, real estate. It used to be you could count on putting your money overseas. You can't do that anymore. Emerging markets are down. So if you have money and you want to find a place to put it, basically there aren't many places to go. I mean, you could put it in treasury bills, but that's about it. There's just been a huge erosion of confidence. It started with the subprime mortgage problem in the United States. It spread to other financial markets. It spread overseas, and it just feeds on itself. I mean, we've seen problems in the financial market, so people don't want to lend. The economy gets weaker, so investors get even more scared, and they don't want to invest.
And you know, Melissa, yeah. I saw this in action yesterday. I was on one of these interbank lending operations, and the guys who are responsible for regular money moving between banks, they were sitting there watching cartoons on their computers. They were just joking around, you know, everything but tossing a football around. They had nothing going on. But in one corner, there was absolute frenzy, screaming, yelling, kind of the movie version of a trading floor. And those were the guys selling treasury bills and treasury bonds. And what that tells you is the one part of the entire economy that is under, that people are really throwing money at, is what is the, what someone said is the world's most safe mattress. It's the U.S. government. It's U.S. Treasury bills. That's where so much of this money that's not going anywhere else is heading.
Yeah, and it's kind of ironic because, you know, when you consider the problems that the U.S. economy has right now and the way the government has kind of extended itself, it's a little ironic that Treasury bills are still seen as a safe investment, but they are. At the end of the day, investors all over the world think, you know, if I have money, I know that I can put it in Treasury bills, and it's going to be okay.
Okay. Jim and Adam, thanks very much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa.
It's NPR's Jim Zaroli and Adam Davidson both talking with us from New York.